A word of prayer. Eternal God and gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your presence with us and for your Holy Spirit enabling us thus far. And we trust and pray that we will know the help of your Spirit as we turn now to your word, that we will have ears to hear and hearts ready to respond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I read a story recently about a man who owned a Keep Fit Center. He was quite a big man with big arms and strong hands. He liked the idea of challenging people to see if they could beat him at certain things. And one of his challenges was this. He would stand before a group of people with a lemon in one hand, and he would squeeze the lemon until all the juice came out. Then he would offer a reward to anyone who could squeeze even one more drop from the lemon after he had squeezed it. Many people took up the challenge: weightlifters, fitness fanatics, and wrestlers. But nobody could squeeze any juice out of the lemon after the owner of the gym had squeezed it. Then one day, a lightly built man came along and he asked if he could have a go. Now, there were a few people standing around and they began to titter and laugh because they thought that there was just no hope of this man getting any juice out of the lemon after the big guy had squeezed it. But the wee man managed to squeeze 6 drops into a glass, and he got the reward. After a while, the owner of the fitness center asked the man how he was able to squeeze 6 drops out of the lemon when no one else could do that. "Well," he said, "I'm a tax collector. When you're used squeezing money out of people, then a lemon is easy." Earlier, we read about a man who was good at squeezing money out of people. His name, of course, was Zacchaeus. And I want us to think about Zacchaeus for a few moments today. Just a brief comment by way of background to begin with. We are told in our reading in Luke 19 that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And that meant, of course, he collected money for the Romans, who were in control or in charge of Palestine at that time. What were tax collectors like in those days? They usually, more often than not, took more money off people than they should. And because of that, tax collectors were very unpopular people. Verse 2 tells us that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and wealthy with it. So he would have been making money, much to the displeasure of his community. However, Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was on his way through Jericho, and he decided he would like to see him. Perhaps he had heard about Jesus preaching, and he wanted to hear for himself. Perhaps Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus healing people, and that got him interested. Maybe he'd heard people say that this Jesus was the Son of God, and he wanted to see for himself. So what did he do? Well, we know what he did. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to be sure he would see Jesus, and as Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was, he looked up. And there was this little man looking down at him. Now, at some of the thoughts that ran through Zacchaeus' mind at that moment that I want us to consider. What kind of thoughts might Zacchaeus have had as Jesus stopped and looked up at him? Well, let me make some suggestions. I suggest to you that Zacchaeus thought, "Jesus sees me. Verse 5 says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up. There Zacchaeus was, up a tree, wanting to see Jesus, but maybe not wanting Jesus to see him. After all, he was a tax collector who often cheated people and maybe left family struggling to survive. What a thought for Zacchaeus to have. This Jesus sees me. There were lots of people around Jesus that day, plenty for him to look at and have a conversation with, but he's looking up into the sycamore tree, and Zacchaeus realized that Jesus was the only person he saw. Zacchaeus thought, the great teacher, the great healer, the one who claims to be the Son of God, he sees me. Young people, older people, because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he sees everyone and everything. As we read through the Gospels, we find that Jesus could see into people's minds and hearts. He could see what was going on in people's lives. At the end of John chapter 2, we are told that Jesus didn't have to be told about man because he knew what was in man. The Lord Jesus sees everything. Let us then be young people and older people who are aware of this, who realize that Jesus sees us in our homes and at church, that he sees us in our schools and in our places of work, that he sees us in our interactions with others, and that he knows the kind of things that influence our decisions in life. Jesus sees us all the time. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch over the wicked and the good. Proverbs 15, verse 3. As Jesus looked up into the tree, Zacchaeus thought, he sees me. Zacchaeus also thought, he knows me. As Jesus looked up and saw Zacchaeus, what did he say? He said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. Jesus didn't say, whoever you are up there, come down. He called him by name. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. So the tax collector now realizes two things, that he is seen by Jesus and he is known by Jesus. Now, it could be said that they had met before, and that's how Jesus knew his name. I think of another tax collector called Matthew, who became a disciple. And Matthew held a meal in his home, and Jesus was at that meal. And maybe, just maybe, Zacchaeus was there as well. Maybe they had met before. Or maybe someone had told Jesus about Zacchaeus. He was the kind of person, wasn't he? People like to talk about and complain about. Folks, it wasn't necessary for Jesus to have met Zacchaeus. It wasn't necessary for Jesus to be informed about him. Why? Because as well as being able to see our lives, Jesus knows all about us, and he knew all about Zacchaeus. Now, I don't know about you, but I can imagine this. If the branch Zacchaeus was sitting on began to feel uncomfortable when Jesus looked up at him, it was getting more uncomfortable now as Zacchaeus thought, this man knows me. This man knows who I am, and he knows what I do each day. Two verses from Psalm 139 make the point. Psalm 139 at verse 2, you know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Friends, God knows each of us through and through. What does this mean? Well, he knows about the pride that sometimes wells up within us. He knows about those times when we act in selfish ways. He knows, too, about the hurtful things we may have said about other people. He knows your feelings and he knows mine. But on the other hand, let us also remember this. God knows when we are sorry for our sins and he is willing to forgive us. He knows when we really want to follow Christ more closely and he will help us to do this. The Lord knows how difficult some of us find it to tell others about his love. But if we really want to tell others about him, he will give us the strength to do it. Part of me wants to go away and hide as I think of God knowing all about me, warts and all. But I rejoice in that he is forgiving and gracious as I trust him and as I come honestly to him. Zacchaeus thought, he sees me, he knows me. Zacchaeus thought, he loves me. Friends, most of the people in Jericho and in the surrounding area hated Zacchaeus. They wouldn't walk down the street with him. Indeed, they would cross the street if they saw him coming. And they certainly wouldn't invite him into their homes or out for coffee. Zacchaeus was treated as a traitor to his country because he was working for the Romans. Zacchaeus would have been aware of what many people thought of him because of the way he treated them. But what a different face. What a different face Zacchaeus saw as he looked down from the tree. He could see right away that Jesus cared about him. He could see that Christ was interested in him. He could see that Jesus loved him enough to engage with him. How aware are you today that Jesus Christ, God's Son, loves you? In spite of all the sin and wrong in your life and in mine, how aware are we that Jesus loves us? A wee comment I read this morning reminded me that Christ's love for us is as full and intentional as the Father's love for him. Christ's love for us is as full and intentional as the Father's love for him. Folks, Christ loves you and he loves me to the extent of dying on the cross in our place and for our sins. Jesus Christ, through his cross, has made it possible for men and women and young people everywhere to have their sins forgiven and to know peace and friendship and fellowship with God. Out of pure, generous, unchanging love, Jesus has made it possible for us to know him as Savior and friend. But it's a love we must respond to personally. It's a love we must reply to as individuals. Zacchaeus thought, this man, Jesus, he sees me, he knows me, he loves me. And Zacchaeus thought, this man doesn't only see me and know me and love me, he wants me. Verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. You know, we can almost hear Zacchaeus saying something like this. After all that Jesus sees in me, my scheming to collect more taxes than was required, my living it up at the expense of others, my hard-heartedness with those who really couldn't afford to pay me. After all, Jesus sees in me and knows about me. Still, he loves me and he wants me. What a great awareness to come to in life that Jesus has a personal interest in us. What a great awareness to come to in life. Oh, we don't always want Jesus. Sometimes he crowds our space, but he wants us. He wants to forgive us and save us. You know, outside these walls, there is a world that wants to get its claws into us and pull us into the world's ways. Outside these walls, there is a world that doesn't want us in here doing what we are doing just now, opening the Word of God and trying to learn together from it. The attitude of the world and the drift of the world is not to God, it is away from God. The world wants us to experiment with sin. The attitude of the world is to play around with temptation and take risks. The world wants to lead young people and older people away from Jesus Christ. And very often, what is the end result? Almost always, the end results are disappointment, confusion, emptiness, and even despair. Friend, if you've never come to the Lord Jesus Christ and received him as your Savior, if you are not yet following him in your life, will you consider him today? The day Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing his way, he decided to make the most of his opportunity, which may have been his only opportunity because Jesus was not much around Jericho. Only Jesus can forgive our sins. Only Jesus can bring us into peace with God. He alone can satisfy our hearts in a way that the world can never do. And we can be sure that when we receive Christ as our Savior, that he will always be with us to strengthen us and guide us and help us day by day. Zacchaeus thought, he sees me, he knows me, he loves me, he wants me. And as he sees you and me today, this same Jesus, this same unchanging Christ, he sees us, knows us, loves us, and wants us to forgive and save and make us his own. How did Zacchaeus respond, having done all his thinking? Verse 6. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. What a full-hearted response Zacchaeus made. Down at once and welcomed him gladly. If we were to read the passage closely, we would find this, that not only did this tax collector receive Jesus, there's every sign that his family received him as well. Verse 9, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house. And there's every sign that Zacchaeus would go about his business differently in the future. That's the implication of verse 8. Maybe you're here today and you are thinking to yourself, what Jesus sees and knows about me doesn't impress him all that much. And really, he's not all that interested in me. Or maybe you are here and you think you are good enough without Christ, that you don't need what he has done for you. Or perhaps you are here and you've been thinking about Jesus in recent times, considering Christ in recent times, and you know in your heart that it is time to move from thinking to trusting. Friend, whatever group you find yourself in, remember this. Christ loves you, and he has given himself on the cross for you. And as he wanted Zacchaeus, he wants you. Will you let him into your life as Zacchaeus did? Will you welcome him gladly? And then go out to live for him and share him with others. We have no record that Zacchaeus ever regretted the step he took that day. Jesus sees us, knows us, loves us, and wants us. Like Zacchaeus, will we let him have us to be our Savior, to be our friend? And then one day he will welcome us gladly into his heaven. into that place he has prepared for all who love him. Let's pray. Lord God, how privileged we are to be reminded of your interest in us and of your love for us. With all that you see in us and know about us, still you have given us Jesus who forgives, who brings joy to our hearts and direction to our lives as we trust him and commit our lives to him. Our Father, will you encourage your people here and guide us always in your ways? And in love, will you draw the hesitant and the holding back to yourself? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.